quiet. Will I be gunned down?
CITR 101.9 presents the Ice Cream Social at the Pit Pub.
Ice Cream Social, your favorite weekly night of 50s and 60s dance tunes, is coming to UBC.
CITR DJs Tyler Fedchuk and Cam Dales will be down at the Pit Pub on Thursday, January 28th from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. with cool tunes and sweet deals on drinks.
Support your independent campus radio station by coming down to the Pit and partying with us.
The Truth About God by Anne Carson. My religion. My religion makes no sense and does not help me, therefore I pursue it. When we see how simple it would have been, we will thrash ourselves. I had a vision of all the people in the world who were searching for God, massed in a room on one side of a partition that looks from the other side, God's side, transparent. But we are blind, our gestures are blind, our blind gestures continue for some time until finally, from somewhere on the other side of the partition, there we are, looking back at them. It's far too late. We see how brokenly, how warily, how ill our blind gestures parodied what God really wanted. Some simple thing. The thought of it, the simple thing, is like a creature let loose in a room and battering to get out. It batters my soul with its rifle butt.
There are two things I will carry in my pockets at the end.
Yeah, you guys were always the cool radio station with the, like, fun magazine and everything.
That's right, Discorder.
Delicious we had, yeah. We always wanted a magazine like that back in the day.
Yeah.
My campus radio roots go deep.
We just actually reformatted the Discorder, so it's now in this new cool zine size, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah, that was always the cool thing when it came into the station. We're always like, oh man, this is so cool. How do we get this going? And it's really cool that it's all like student sponsored and everything.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's really fun. This is Asha Balat, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Good evening, people of the radio. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is JC Peters, and you're listening to Audio Text. Today's show will be, as usual, about Canadian writing, just some stuff that I've been picking up over the past little while. Sometimes it's nice to just hear poetry and just see what you feel about it. We started off the show with a little bit of Anne Carson, and we're going to play a large variety of different people that I've heard over the past couple of months on today's show. So thanks so much for listening. Welcome to Audio Text. I hope you enjoy what you hear. We're going to start with Ritalin, who's a poet from Ottawa, singing... doing a piece, is kind of singing a song about fruit farms.
Listen! Oh my God.
Canada, hear our pleas.
Oh, Canada, hear our pleas.
from Trinidad and Tobago, or from Antigua and Dominica, from all across the southern islands and lands, find our fortune 8 months at a time. We are the seasonal, not the unreasonable, living in bunk houses on the land, and through your government became illegal, though many locals just can't understand. We make our monies and send them overseas, cause we need to feed our families. Third world treatment, 8 months at a time. On the fruit farms, on the fruit farms, on the fruit farms of Niagara. On the fruit farms, on the fruit farms, on the fruit farms of Niagara. On the fruit farms, on the fruit farms, on the fruit farms of Niagara. Oh, Canada, hear our pleas. We feel a pressing need when no one fills the jobs, because Canadians don't want this work. But in the tropics now, they must hold back the mobs. You know the jobs on the farms have their perks, that when we travel here, we're unprotected. Make sure you check human rights at the door. Exploitation 8 months at a time. They work us long and hard, we get no privacy. We have to sleep with 3 men to a bunk. We get no telephones or electricity, and our employers can treat us like junk. Those want my Espanol, they want my lingual English and French, so we can't immigrate. Mass exclusion 8 months at a time. They took away the right to unionize our people for our safety and our dignity in that dimension. But then they add the injury to their insults. Canada must sign the Migrant Workers Convention. And though our labor adds to your prosperity, we can never seek to be citizens at all. What happened if the migrants all can work on your fruit farms? We want justice, come join in our call. Coming from the fruit farms, from the fruit farms, from the fruit farms of Niagara. From the fruit farms, from the fruit farms, from the fruit farms of Niagara. From the fruit farms, from the fruit farms, from the fruit farms of Niagara. Oh, Canada, hear our pleas. Please, Canada, hear our pleas.
And another piece by an Ontario poet, Elise Malton, who came to feature at the Vancouver Poetry Slam a couple of months ago.
Support group facilitator, 2003. Across from me, raped at 17 by a friend of a friend at a party last year. A friend of a friend she sees around campus sometimes, silently, surreptitiously steering, like she could telepathically suck back the wholeness that she shattered. Share herself with someone who might do to her children with her father, uncle, and brother, all
came before we got the fame or had a name or story. Hasn't and changed with darker lights. We're still standing and won't be back again. It's been so long.
Australian hip-hop group The Hilltop Hoods have already dominated Down Under, and now they're looking to do the same here in Canada. Catch The Hilltop Hoods February 10th at Venue in Vancouver.
The tour, in support of their platinum album State of the Art, will be their first headlining tour in Canada. See The Hilltop Hoods up close and personal before they graduate to stadium shows.
Tickets are going fast, so get yours sooner than later. Tickets available now at Ticketmaster, Livestock, and Zulu.
The Hilltop Hoods at Venue in Vancouver, February 10th. Don't miss it.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Next up, a new poet on the scene at the Vancouver Poetry Slam, who I at least thought was pretty hilarious, Dan Ruff.
So when I wrote this, it was originally a haiku. There are like some lines with like 15 syllables, it doesn't make sense anymore. And I didn't actually write this poem. I'm living on the brink of homelessness. I'm living off of my Burger King, McDonald's, and Subway gift card. My visa's max. If I don't get paid this week, I will have to claim bankruptcy. I don't even know how to spell bankruptcy. I always wondered if the homeless people ask other homeless people for change. Today a homeless person asked me for change. Well, not exactly. He asked me for 27 cents. I said no. Not more than two blocks away, another homeless person asked me for 23 cents. Do the math. They're working together. I told both of them to go fuck a tree. Not literally, and certainly not at the same time they're fucking the same tree. But, you know, be original. Don't fuck the same tree as me. Anyways, I'm a wanderer now. I'm like a wizard. I wander and I give advice to people. Not just any advice, though. Financial advice. I help people get out of debt. I work with the banks. I have no money, yet I give people advice in regards to their financial situation. That's like taking advice from Grimo Wormtongue, who is a fool with psoriasis. Or taking advice from Senator Palpatine, aka Darth Sidious. But I would probably take advice from Darth Sidious, he's pretty badass. I went from drinking good coffee to drinking McDonald's coffee. In Surrey, it's a kingly drink. But not out here with all you non-Surrey folk. I'm from Surrey, and one day I will rule Surrey. But not today. Today I must find a place to stay. If I stay at a Jewish community health center one more night, I don't know what I'll do. I need to shower. My hair is doing things that it shouldn't be doing. It shouldn't be doing these things. My hair is doing these things. Like this morning it was doing my online banking for me. Or at least it would be doing it if I had money to bank. Hey, at least I'm wearing underwear. Or at least that's what I would like to have told you fine people. Would you expect any less from a man on the brink of homelessness who uses BC liquor bag stores as a wallet because his old wallet smells like Fireball? The wallet's awesome. It smells like Fireball. I want people to think I'm a drunk. I'm not a drunk. I'm a classy guy. So I threw it out because I didn't want my ass to smell like Fireball. Good night.
And Spilius, a favorite of the Vancouver Poetry Slam, on his trombone.
I'm diving delicately into the are. And now I'm feeling blurred and blended, amended and amorous, and these clamorous gaps gape and change shape. And I'm diving delicately into the bell of a trombone, looking for my own voice, looking to heal, looking to feel love again, to know you, know how, know nothing, but somehow have everything. Or maybe just fuck. Licking the lemon of lust and going, 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 gone. We smile and yawn because it's now dawn. And the motorcade mammoth moves on to work whispering reality. See, now that we were once, we happened, we are. And there will always be at least this one beautiful moment. And I'm diving delicately into the bell of a trombone looking for you. The consonants to soothe my dissonance. The cadence calling me to resolution. That meandering moment of truth that's been lost since my youth. This nervous tickle in my belly that reminds me of that youth. That is the answer to a question that I don't even need to voice. You just know what I'm thinking. I'm sliding up and down with each new note, and I won't be denied. I'm coming up from the bell, following the smell of moist air. I grab hold of your mouthpiece, and I cease to be alone. I feel your lips, each ridge surrounding me, drowning me like a tent, like the rain on a tent, softly soothing me to sleep. And I'm diving delicately into the bell of that trombone, looking for a new start. A good fart after good food. I'm in the mood for rude rants and obscure slants. Extra-esque exploits of escape from this hiss bliss. Wislowskian wonder torn asunder, seeping sense. A relentless ride, it's time. I need more. I need sore secrets, bruised from being shared, and then dared to die. A wry rhythm. Maybe a system of seeing truth, or a Superman phone booth changing fear into fortune. And I'm diving delicately into the bell of a trombone, looking for one more chance to know creativity and beauty. A chance to create a fortress from these Lego blocks that make up you and I, and then melt them down, watching all the colors ooze and then meld into these formless shapes, which eventually create a whole note whispered into the world.
Hey, good morning, Matt and Meredith, and I can tell you already Canada is ready for the spotlight, for their shining moment.
There's a moment in time coming for Canada, and we're all going to be part of it, and it's not going to be something that we so much watch, but we own it. It's ours. But we own it. It's ours. It's ours. It's ours. It's ours.
John Furlong promised that the Olympics would be ours. But time and time again, we've seen that the Games have only taken the city away from us, displacing the homeless, criminalizing poverty, causing vast environmental degradation, and exchanging our civil liberties for the corporate spectacle. See the Olympics in a whole new light at the Rethinking the Olympics conference, organized by the UBC Social Justice Center and held in the Sub January 26th to 28th. Learn more at panels on Rethinking the Olympics, on the impact on housing, and on the student and activism. Dive in with an interactive workshop on art and activism, a workshop from Food Not Bombs Vancouver, and a Know Your Rights workshop from the BC Civil Liberties Association. Check out The Coca-Cola Case, a film spotlighting the labor policies of the Olympic sponsor, and celebrate with drinks and music at the Grad Student Center Penthouse. Go to www.resistubc.com for more information, or search Rethinking the Olympics Conference under Facebook Events. And keep your eyes open for events on campus January 26th to 28th.
And another poet who has recently started reading a little bit more, this is Steve Locke.
You have to come get me. Well, the jam is fused from all the past month's mail. You have to put your shoulder to the door in order to turn the key. And when you pass through the dust of my body, let it fall upon your tongue. And remember my taste, I'll be sure to spit. And when there's a smell like the rotting corpse of Charles Bukowski coming from the kitchen, you'll have to turn up your nose and simply ignore it. If the cats are crawling across the floor on their front paws, scraping the cracks for a morsel of food, open the cupboard and spill the bag of whiskers. And when the television is radiating the living room with poisonous mediocrity, leave it on, but turn down the volume. And if the plants have withered like the best war heroes who've long forgotten the endings of their best stories and the weight of the rifle cradled in their arms, fuck them. And the low-lit melancholy, when you bump into the dining room table. So we have cleaning of the empty bottles and crumbs of skunk and white powdered lines that took from us our humanity and made us slaves to libation that's granted us no true satisfaction. And when the walls are moaning like the lonely whore who solicits for free and waits the first John to pleasure her on his knees, shush them for both their sakes. When I'm whispering your name under heavy sedation, when I've memorized the exact pressure to place my lips on your forehead, when you just told me your darkest failure and I've held the structure of your chest together with the possibility of hope, and when your underwear is twisted within my fingers, when the sight of you brings breath to my lungs after getting years spent failing to asphyxiate myself into a peaceful sleep, you have to come get me. Otherwise, my eyes will roll back into my head like twin suns setting. And my solitude will flicker on the derelict walls of my mind. There will be no waking me. I'll sink into the sheets and drown. You have to come get me. Because you are my sunshine. My only sunshine. Sing with me. You made me happy.
And since I'm kind of feeling music today, I'm going to play a piece that is a mix of Obi Wonder on the quattro and Scroffmouth, who's a poet. So I hope you enjoy this as much as I did.
Sandwiched between two lips.
I almost throw my sensory overload. My first five senses are reeling like an old school cassette tape rewound and played electric relaxation all day. Honey, check it out, you got me mesmerized with your black hair and your fat ass thighs. Street poetry is my everyday, but yo, I gotta stop when you drop my way. I touch her head and open an extrasensory telepathic projection to my mind. Her sixth sense simultaneously receives the connection as she enters my brain like a subliminal suggestion. The thought of her triggers a neural response in the synapse of the skin like a strobe light. Like the crowd moves towards a fight, blood rushes to my cerebral cortex like sound system speakers bumping beats in a swirling cortex. She speaks to me, adores the unity. You and I till the day we die, she says. And even then we will live on in the life after hours above, listening to underground boom bap beats, sliding skin in the heat. I feel her breath living against me in death, and she warms me, adores the rhyme. Feminine pronoun in my poetry, flowing like perfect prose. Gently, I remove her clothes, dropping like a fat ass beat, tapping toes, nodding heads. We read from the same book. Two literary lovers press against each other as pages between covers. I bookmark my spot. Between chapters containing infinite information, mine is text, hers an illustration and a photograph. I wink at her, or rather I take a mental snapshot. A memory of the murmur in my heart heard beneath the hip-hop. And our poetry is picture perfect, surprisingly pleasant, so easy on my six senses that I wish I had a seventh.
So those were a few pieces from the Vancouver Poetry Slam and Around. I hope you enjoyed them. And just to end off today's show, I'm going to read a little bit more from Ann Carson. I'm reading here from Open Country, Canadian Literature in English, an anthology of Canadian writing by Robert Lecker. So Ann Carson, The God Fit. Sometimes God will drop a fit on you. Leave you on your bed howling. Don't take it meanly, because the outer walls of God are glass. I see a million souls clambering up the walls on the inside to escape God who is burning, untended. The God coup. God is a grand heart cut. On the road where a man surges along, he may, as the prophet says, tarry. By God, sometimes by night I don't know why I awake thinking of prepositions. Perhaps they are clues. Since by man came death, I am puzzled to hear that man is the agent of death. Perhaps it means man was standing at the curb and death came by. Once I had a dog, would go with anyone, perhaps listening for little by little the first union. God's name. God had no name. Isaac had two names. Isaac was also called the blind. Inside the dark sky of his mind, Isaac could hear God moving down a country road bordered by trees. By the way the trees reflected off God, Isaac knew which ones were straight and tall, or when they carried their branches as a body does its head, or why some crouched low to the ground in thickets. To hear how God was moving through the universe gave Isaac his question. I could tell you his answer, but it wouldn't help. The name is not a noun, it is an adverb, like the little black notebooks that Beethoven carried in his coat pocket for the use of those who wished to converse with him. The God adverb is a one-way street that goes everywhere you are. No use telling you what it is. Just chew it and rub it on. So those were a few short poems about God from The Truth About God by Ann Carson in Open Country Canadian Literature in English, edited by Robert Lecker. I think it's nice on this show to play some spoken word poetry that I've been hearing around the city. The performance aspect of the spoken word is very different from what you hear on the page, which is what I'm reading to you at the beginning of the end of each show. So I think it's just interesting to see the difference and how the two forms, the two genres can change. So if you hate poetry, if you're one of those who thinks that all poetry is boring, you start to realize that it's kind of like saying that you hate music. There are so many styles out there that you probably are going to hate some of it, but some of it might really ring true for you.
So just trying to give you guys sort of a variety of different ways of looking at poetry in Canada. So thanks so much for listening to another episode of Audio Text with JC Peters, that's me. Go ahead and check out jcpeters.ca to podcast the show. You can also join the Facebook group, which is simply called Audio Text, if you'd like to have the podcast emailed to you in your Facebook inbox once a week so that you don't have to worry about sitting down around the radio like an old family in the 50s or something like that. You can just do it from your Facebook, from your computer. So if you'd like to do that, just go ahead and search the group and add yourself on. So that being said, thanks again so much for listening to the show today. And I think that I'm going to leave you with a little bit of gospel because it's so beautiful. And sometimes that can be what rings true for us today. Thanks again for listening right here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I am a serious rhythm machine. Now try pleasure. www.citr.ca. You win. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
And you are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9, Cable 102, and on the internet at CITR.ca. My name is Spike, and we'll be with you until 8 p.m., bringing you lots of great new independent Canadian tunes as well. We are going to have a guest on the show today. Vern Beamish of China Syndrome will be talking about their brand new CD and the CD release gig that they're going to be doing this weekend at the El Dorado, so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we're going to play a double shot from China Syndrome, something old, something new, from the day